Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42.
今天所读的经文 是来自路加福音的10章38到42节。
The worship leaders will read today's scripture first in English, then in Chinese.
崇拜主席会读出经文，先读英文，然后再读中文。
Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered the village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
路加福音嘅10章38节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大侍候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说。主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意么？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草会枯干，花会凋谢，神的话却是永远长存。
Church.
音乐堂早晨。
You know, one of the greatest joys of pastoral ministry is to be able to share this pulpit with men who faithfully preaches the word of the Holy God.
牧养的工作里面，一个最大的喜乐就是在这个讲台上面呢，同中心的弟兄一起去分享。
And also to be able to share this pulpit with a man who shepherd God's people in the name of Jesus.
同埋能够去分享呢个讲台，系呢个弟兄系愿意系忠心嘅去服侍耶稣。
And today we are privileged to have such a man with us this morning.
我今日好高兴有一位咁嘅人喺我哋当中。
Pastor Jun Chang Wu or Pastor Wu's testimony is a beautiful display of God's sovereign grace.
吴俊强牧师嘅见证系表示咗神嘅恩典。
Shortly after he immigrated to the States, in 2016, he began attending Seeker's class, as we all know, at the Chinese Overseas Missions Church in Manhattan.
在2006年他来到美国的时候，他开始就参加OCM, 唐家的OCM的舞蹈班。
And there, the Lord powerfully sought after and saved him.
那神就开始去寻找他，并且拯救他。
And then, in his public oath in 2009, he was baptized, and he immediately received God's undeniable call to the full-time ministry of the gospel.
在2009年，他接受洗礼，很快咧就他接受了神对他一个无可抗拒的一个呼召，去全时间侍奉。
Our dear guest speaker, Pastor Wu, today brings a rare and vital blend of deep theological conviction.As well as tender pastoral care.
牧师他将深的神学的认识同埋关心照顾的方法去合并一起。
Those of you who know, he studied psychology and philosophy at Baruch College, and he was a member of a Covenant of Faith Church.
我哋知道佢喺Baruch College咧去学习呢个心理学同埋系哲学，然后咧佢都系呢个信约堂嘅会友。
And eventually, to taking up the call to dedicate his entire life to the gospel ministry, he went on to earn his Master's of Divinity in Counseling from Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, where I got to meet my dear brother.
咁咧，佢跟住去到费城嘅西敏寺神学院，佢进修去取得呢个神学硕士，关于系counseling 嘅学位。
Cantonese mother tongue brother of Christ, so He's going to be preaching in Cantonese, but since 2019, upon his graduation, he has faithfully served a Chinese gospel church in Philadelphia as the Chinese ministry pastor for over 7 years.
2019年他畢業之後，他就在費城的環福音會去服侍，已經有七年的時間。
He devoted himself, and he does now so in preaching the word, evangelizing, and biblical counseling.
咁喺福音嘅事工上邊，並且係輔導嘅事工上邊，佢去服侍神。
He is currently he's partnered in this high sacred calling by his dear wife Phoebe, and they are blessed with two sons, Irenaeus and Athanasius.
咁佢太太係 Phoebe， 同埋有兩個仔 Irenaeus 同 Athanasius。
Now, if you know who Irenaeus was, Athanasius was, please come and talk to him, and he can tell you all about him.
咁要認識佢兩個仔咧，同佢傾下偈。
Well, Pastor Wu understands that the true pastoral care is the dedicated labor of applying the biblical truth to the hearts of people.
咁佢知道咧，牧養關懷嘅工作咧，係要將呢個福音嘅真理咧，係應用喺人嘅關懷上邊。
Grace Church, we are in for a rich spiritual feast today.
恩養堂，我哋今日咧去享受呢個神嘅話語嘅愛宴。
Please open your Bible.Your heart and join me in warmly welcoming Pastor Wu.
咁啊，打开你嘅圣经，打开你嘅心，去欢迎啊吴俊强牧师。
弟兄平安。
Peace be with you.
好开心第一次可以嚟到。Grace Church, 和大家一起敬拜神。
I am extremely happy that I can come and worship with you, Grace Church, this morning.
那個感覺是很奇妙的。
It's a strange feeling.
雖然我是第一次見大家，但是硬是覺得有一種 connection 和大家一起。
Even though this is my first time, I do feel a strange connection with you all.
因為我當時是 Covenant of Faith 去支持我去讀神學。
Because at that time, it was a covenant of faith that sent me to seminary.
咁所以我嚟到見到大家啦，係覺得好似見一班從未見過面嘅親戚一樣。
So when I come here, it's like I've seen a long-lost relative.
所以係陌生，但係同時又有一種熟悉嘅感覺。
Strange, but yet familiar.
我今日揀嘅呢一段經文係一段關於日常生活嘅經文。
Today, my passage is about daily life.
當時 Pastor Jin 佢邀請我嘅時候，佢冇俾我一個好特別嘅講題。
When Pastor Jin asked me to come here, he did not give me a topic。
所以我可以允許我自由嘅揀一段我覺得可以適合所有基督徒嘅一段經文。
So I had the freedom to choose a sermon that would fit all Christians and non-Christians。
正如我哋平時每個禮拜日都嚟到教會。
And of course.On Sunday, we come to church.
所以今天可能是一个跟平时区别不是很大的一个普通的主日。
So even though we may not be very different from a normal worship,
又或者我们每日的生活都是差不多的。
And even our daily life is quite similar.
那在这些平凡的日子里面，有没有一种不平凡的事情可以发生呢？
But in this kind of normal daily life, can something abnormal happen?
其實今天的經文就是關於日常生活一件很普通的事情。
And today's scripture is about something very ordinary in daily life.
什麼叫日常生活呢？
What is daily life?
就是每日都怎樣，每日都差不多的。
Every day is pretty much the same.
你每日開心或者你每日不開心的理由都差不多。
Whether we are happy and not happy, the reasons are the same.
你每日跟你太太、丈夫吵架的原因都是差不多的。
You may have arguments with your wife and kids, and it's the same.
你每日烦心烦扰的事情都是差不多的。
And anything that bothers us are roughly the same.
日常生活是非常之琐碎，甚至你觉得可能是不值一提的。
Daily life is very trivial and seems insignificant.
然而就是这段经文的精妙的地方就在这里。
However, this is the beauty of this passage.
因为我们有个错误的想法。
We tend to think incorrectly.
我们以为塑造我们最多的是生命当中冲击性的事件。
But in reality, that everyday detail, the small decisions are important.
我们以为是那些重要的事情，重大的决定是塑造我们。
That our decisions are the most important things.
但其实塑造你最多的是每日琐碎的细节。
But actually, the small decisions are considered significant.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的成圣不是发生在重大的决定，而是发生在日常生活当中。
Our sanctification doesn't happen with grand decisions.
是你日常生活培养出来的那种生命品格，影响你做重大的决定。
But it is daily life that cultivates you determine how you make decisions.
我们不妨慢下来想一想，你每日的生活是怎样过的。
Let's think about how we live our daily life.
我们其实是很自动的按照一些惯例去做事的。
We live each day without thinking, following routines.
比如说你今天起身啦，然后你刷牙啦，然后你煮咖啡啦，是不是？
For example, you get up, brush your teeth, and make coffee.
然后你上班，跟住落班。
You go to work and you go home.
你发觉你的大脑早已经建立了一套你不需要思考的习惯。
You realize that your brain has already established a habit loop.
你以为你是有意识的生活。
You think that you're living consciously.
但其实很多时候你是执行一套已经预定好的程式码。
But often you're just executing pre-programmed code.
所以每日都是差不多重复的。
Going through the same days over and over again.
当然有好的习惯，有好的例行公事。
Good routines such as
比如说我们早起啊，我们去灵修，我们去做运动等等，其实都是很好的习惯来的。
Good routines such as morning awakenings, meditation, and exercise.
那些是可以培养我们有个健康熟灵的生命。
It gradually shape a healthier life.
但是都有些坏的不好的习惯。
But there are still bad routines.
比如说你不断地在那里滑手机啊。
Such as endlessly scrolling your phone.
或者你做事情拖延啊，或者你吃东西的时候暴饮暴食等等。
Procrastination and overeating.
即是那些不好的习惯是会将你拉落的深渊，而你是没有察觉到的。
It will drag you into an abyss.
所以我们其实是有需要慢下来去检查一下自己的例行习惯，每日是怎样过的。
So we need to regularly examine our routines and consciously make changes.
我们是要有意识地去选择，然后做出一些改变。
We need to consciously make choices and changes.
我试下俾一句说话，你谂下啱唔啱
？I'm gonna give you something and see if it's correct.
所有嘅属灵操练其实都系逆流而上嘅。
Any spiritual practice is going against the current.
一旦你不是逆流而上，你就会随波逐流。
If you don't go against the current, you only drift with it.
今次的故事，我们看到有一对的姊妹。
In this story, we see two sisters.
我们看到姐姐马大是被一大堆的代办事项拖着推着她走。
Martha, the older sister, is rushed by a mountain of task.
她是要追赶时间，很忙啊，她。
Chasing after time, so busy.
然后我们看到妹妹玛利亚，她选择让时间停在耶稣的脚前。
And Mary, the younger sister, chooses to let time stand still at Jesus' feet.
无论当时有多少个任务，有多少个事情包围着她，玛利亚知道真正首要、真正重要的，我要安排时间和主耶稣基督相处。
No matter how many tasks and worries surround her, she knows that the truly most important thing.Is to make time for Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有很多需要，我们有一个列表的。
We have many needs, and the Lord at the top of our list is our need.
我问题是，在我们那个 to-do list, 我们那个需要的列表里面，排第一那个是不是主耶稣？
And on our to-do list, is Lord Jesus at the top of your list?
经文说有个村庄。
The passage begins by mentioning a village.
然后是叫做是伯大尼。
It's called Bethany.
那个是马大、玛利亚、拉撒路三姊弟所住的地方。
Where Martha, Mary, and Lazarus live.
有什么重大的事情发生，要令到耶稣基督特登来这里一趟呢？
What momentous event could have occurred that would compel Jesus to make such a special trip?
我们期待会不会接下来是讲赶鬼啊、神迹啊等等的事情呢？
We might expect some great event like casting out demons or healing.
结果任何令人兴奋的事情都没发生。
But result is nothing exciting happens.
但是因为耶稣来了，耶稣是一个重大的人物，所以马大他马上变得很忙。
However, Jesus' arrival is enough to keep Martha busy.
你留意经文的细节，是马大将耶稣接到他家的。
If you pay attention to scripture, it says that it was Martha who welcomed Jesus into her home.
所以马大是一个怎样的人呢？
What kind of person was Martha?
她是一个行动派来的。
She was a woman of action.
耶稣只是到条村，她就主动出来接耶稣。
As soon as Jesus arrived in the village, she took the initiative to greet him.
她是很懂得人情世故的一个人来的。
She was also very worldly wise.
她觉得自己是需要给耶稣，这个尊贵的耶稣一个很高规格的接待。
And she felt she needed to give the esteemed Jesus a high level of hospitality.
她是这个家庭的领袖。
And as the leader of the household,
她要统管大局，她要将一切都安排妥当。
She had to oversee everything, arrange everything properly.
所以你可以想象耶稣忽然之间来到。
So you can imagine when Jesus suddenly arrived,
她的脑已经在这里很快地转紧了。
Her mind was already racing.
雪柜有多少食物呢？
How much food is in the refrigerator?
当然那时没有雪柜的。
Of course, there was no refrigerator at that time.
我可以做多少菜呢？
And how many dishes can they cook?
我怎可以同时之间很快的速度做好这些菜，让耶稣可以享受呢？
And how to prepare them as quickly as possible for Jesus to enjoy.
所以有太多的事情和细节一下塞满他的大脑的。
So many things and details filled her mind at once.
然而就是在马大忙到不得了的时候，玛利亚在做什么？
So while Martha was very busy, what was Mary doing?
玛利亚在听到。
Mary was listening.
在马大看来，玛利亚这些叫做什么？这些叫做无所事事，是吗？
But to Martha, Mary seemed to be doing nothing.
或者是叫做好食懒做。
Oh, this is just eating and not doing anything.
其实如果你要换个角度来看，其实玛利亚她都是在这招呼耶稣的。
But actually, from another angle, Mary was also entertaining Jesus.
她不是在厨房，她是在客厅里陪耶稣。
Not in the kitchen, but in the living room.
她不是以煮餸的方式，而是坐在脚前聆听的方式。
Not cooking, but sitting at the feet and listening.
有没有想过我们来教会听到都是一种接待耶稣的方法？
Have you ever thought that coming to worship is also entertaining?
有没有想过在家读经都是一种接待耶稣的方法？
And actually, if you're reading your Bible at home, it is also entertaining Jesus?
玛利亚和马大的关注点是不同的。
Mary and Martha had different focuses.
马大在想，耶稣来了，我可以为他做什么？
Martha was thinking, Jesus has come. What can I do for him?
玛利亚在想，耶稣来了，耶稣可以为我做什么？
Mary was thinking, Jesus has come. What can he do for me?
你怎样看这两种想法？
And how do you look at these two focuses?
主来到我家是很难得的大好机会。
Jesus coming to my house is hard to come by.
我要捉紧机会，好好咁同耶稣相处。
I need to grasp this opportunity and be with Jesus.
我要好好听到，好好同佢建立关系。
I need to spend quality time, attentive listening to His word.
所以玛利亚系全神贯注嘅聆听耶稣讲道。
And Mary listened intently.
点解话呢个系一个难得嘅机会
？So why was this such a rare opportunity?
因为当时嘅女人系唔可以学习神学嘅。
Because at that time, women were not allowed to study theology.
没一个拉比是会收女学生的。
No Jewish rabbi would accept female students.
但是耶稣竟然允许女人听到。
But Jesus allowed women to hear the word.
玛利亚是从来没有机会在一个拉比脚前听到。
Mary had never had the chance to sit at a rabbi's feet.
所以她特别珍惜这个机会。
So she really cherished this opportunity.
当马大在这里预备筵席的时候，玛利亚已经在这里享受着筵席。
So while Martha was preparing the feast, Mary was already enjoying a spiritual feast.
一个属灵的筵席。
A spiritual feast.
很多人读这段经文会这样认为。
Many interpret this passage as so.
马大和玛利亚是否代表两种不同的生活呢？
That Martha and Mary representing two different lives.
玛利亚是否代表全职侍奉的生活，然后马大是代表世俗的生活呢？
that Mary represents a life of full-time ministry, while Martha represents a worldly life.
我認為這種的解讀未必是很啱的。
However, I believe this interpretation is incorrect.
馬大其實他最能夠代表的很可能就是在教會全職侍奉的人。
Martha best represents precisely those who serve full-time in the church.
因為他腦想的全部都是我可以怎樣侍奉。
Her mind is entirely focused on how to serve.
他也可以是一個家庭主婦。
She could also be a housewife.
他也可以是教會熱心侍奉的弟兄或者姊妹。
That, she could also be focused entirely on how to serve.
他可以是教会的牧师长老
or a pastor or elder.
即是不要以为教会的领袖，比如说牧师长老、执事等等，每日都面对经文预备讲道，他就会自动成为玛利亚，不是的。
So don't assume that a pastor automatically becomes Mary simply because he faces scripture and prepares sermons daily.
如果他跟马大一样，为很多的事情烦扰，反而沒有機會親近耶穌。
If he,
其實他是馬大。
If he is preoccupied with many things and had no time to draw near to Jesus, he is essentially Martha as well.
所以重點不是他是什麼崗位。
The key is not her position.
而是那一種被忙碌所支配的生活形態。
But the lifestyle dominated by busyness.
所以這段經文不是比較兩個不同的崗位。
So this passage not comparing two different positions,
而是兩種不同的心態,
but two different mindsets.
我們看看40節怎樣說, 矛盾是怎樣產生的。
Let's look at verse 40, which tells us how the conflict arose.
馬大侍候的士多心裡忙亂，就進前來說，主啊，我的妹子留下我一個人侍候，你不在意嗎？請吩咐她來幫助我。
Martha was busy with her work and her mind was confused.She came to me and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me.
马大非常忙碌，同时你是可以感受到他有些不满的。
Martha was so busy and resentful that she abandoned everything.
你看到耶稣在讲道啊？
Yes, Jesus was preaching.
马大是放低厨房的一切，特登出来跟耶稣埋怨。
Yes, Martha purposefully left everything in the kitchen and complained to Jesus.
你可以想象她其实是怒气冲冲，可能行的步都是很重的，很快的。
Yes, her anger had reached a point where she finally couldn't hold back and had to say something.
所以她忍不住，她要来跟耶稣讲两句说话。
So she had to complain to Jesus.
到底马大的动机和态度出现了什么问题？
So what exactly went wrong with Martha's attitude and motivation?
我们可以从三个简单的步骤来看看她的内心活动。
So we can understand Martha's inner turmoil in three steps.
第一个问题，问题的起源是经文说心里忙乱。
First, the problem stems from her mental turmoil, as scripture tells us.
这个词呢，心里忙乱这个词的意思就是说，一个人的心被拉扯到不同方向。
Mental turmoil. This means that a person's mindis being pulled in different directions.
如果你在家有试过招待客人，
if you ever had guests over at your house,
如果你是负责煮饭那个，
and you're the one responsible for cooking,
可能很多时候是姊妹们，是不是？
and oftentimes it's the women.
在我家就是我的。
in my house, it's me.
你肯定会明白马大的情况啊。
And you can really understand Martha's position.
你同时要煮几道菜，然后每道菜你都计紧时间。
You have to cook several dishes at the same time, and you have to time each one.
你趁呢个镬喺度炆紧啲嘢嘅时候咧，马上过去切下蒜头。
And while the food is cooking in the wok, you may be preparing the garlics.
然后同时趁有时间马上洗两个碟。
And you have even have some time to wash some dishes.
所以你系忙到根本冇办法思考事情。
So you're too busy to think about anything else.
而如果在那个时候，
and if at that time,
你发觉你的配偶在睡觉，或者在沙发上玩手机，
you find your partner sleeping or lying on the couch playing with their phones,
完全没过来帮你的，
not coming to help you at all,
然后你的怒气在慢慢累积的，
your anger slowly builds up.
所以那个烤箱啊，那个焗炉的温度上升着， 你的情绪都上升紧。
So the oven temperature is rising, and so is your emotions.
我哋知道英文有个词咧叫做 multitasking.
In English, there's a word, multitasking.
我如果俾你听，我其实唔觉得我哋可以 multitasking.
But I don't believe that we can multitask.
我哋其实系冇办法同时处理多项任务嘅。
The human heart cannot truly handle multiple tasks simultaneously.
其實我哋係好快咁樣轉任務啫，馬上轉下呢度，馬上轉下呢度咁樣嘅啫。
Actually, we can only switch tasks rapidly.
所以如果你以為你可以一邊玩手機一邊聽到啦
，So you might think that you can listen to a sermon while using your phone.
其實你係做唔到嘅。
But actually, you can't.
馬大有好多嘅事情令到佢忙亂，令到佢分心。
Martha was busy with many things distracting her.
所以佢而家失去咗焦點。
So she lost her focus.
仲记唔记得经文一开头佢系想做乜嘢噶
？Remember what the scripture tells us, what she did in the beginning.
佢最初系想做咩噶
？What was her focus in the beginning?
服侍耶稣系咪
？Serving Jesus.
但系当佢忙起上嚟嘅时候，佢反而系忽略咗耶稣啊。
But when she became overwhelmed, she neglected Jesus.
佢净系记得要完成嘅嗰件事，而忘记咗佢服侍嘅对象。
She only remembered the service she had to complete.
呢度有个好奇怪嘅事情。
And this is something strange.
佢因为服侍耶稣而远离咗耶稣。
And because she was worried about her service, she actually distanced herself from Jesus.
呢个经常都系我哋嘅问题嚟嘅。
That's normally our problem too.
我哋热心服侍本来系为咗尊崇主。
Normally we want to serve Jesus.
但系最后，我哋忙到连花时间祷告、读经、亲近耶稣都唔愿意。
But we end up that we don't even want to spend time praying or reading the scripture with him.
喺家庭方面都有类似嘅情况。
Similar situations exist in our families.
我哋为咗家庭而忙碌。
We are so busy with our families.
即系为咗支持，即系养活家庭而忙碌，结果系舍弃咗好多同家人相处嘅时间。
Sacrificing our time with them, and so our focus is on work, not family.
所以焦点全部都系慢慢嘅错晒啊。
So everything is incorrect.
然后我哋睇下第二步，马大忙嘅时候，佢开始产生一种情绪叫做自怜啊，可怜自己。
So let's look at the second part, which is really Martha's self-pity.
佢任务好多，然后压力好大嘅时候，佢开始觉得自己好可怜啊。
Yes, so when people are busy and overwhelmed, they tend to feel self-pity.
自怜呢个字，你听呢个词咧，你就已经知道系自我中心嘅。
Yes, and so when you hear the word self-pity, the name suggests it's really self-centered.
人喺自怜嘅时候系会自我封闭嘅。
When people feel self-pity, they become self-isolated.
你开始想我真的很惨啊。
Their minds fill with thoughts of how miserable they are.
当你觉得得你一个人在付出的时候，你是一定经常会产生自怜的。
And when you feel like you're the only one making the sacrifices, self-pity immediately arises.
你开始拿你自己和其他人比较。
And you start comparing yourself to others.
然后你的服侍已经不再单纯了。
And your service is no longer pure.
那个时候你已经不是服侍耶稣了。
At that point, you're no longer serving Jesus.
你是服侍自己啊。
You're serving yourself.
因为你开始问一个问题。
Because you start to think,
我这样做可以换来什么？
What will I get in return for doing this?
我这样做是不是值得？
Is it worth it?
你在衡量着你已经。
Yes, you're evaluating it.
所以我们看第三步，自怜之后呢，它会有愤怒和苦毒。
And the third point is self-pity breeds anger or bitterness.
自怜的人会想，我点解会落到咁样嘅惨况呢？
A self-pity person thinks, why have I ended up in such a miserable state?
佢开始会揾可以责怪嘅对象。
Then they quickly find someone to blame.
马大首先谂到嘅责怪嘅系边个啊？
Martha first thought of Mary.
玛利亚系咪？
Mary, right?
佢认为。只要玛利亚肯嚟帮我，我就唔会咁忙啦。
She believed that if Mary had come to help, she would be such a chaotic situation.
但系玛利亚喺度舒舒服服嘅喺度听到。
Mary, however, sat comfortably listening to the sermon.
我喺度估马大可能会咁样谂嘅，唔通呢个屋企佢冇份嘅咩
？Martha thought to herself, Doesn't she have a share in this household?
她不觉得自己有义务来帮手的吗？
Doesn't she feel obligated to help?
所以你见到有苦毒同埋愤怒，而且同时系好自以为意嘅。
So this self-righteousness and bitterness is extremely self-righteous.
自怜同埋自以为意其实系一个铜币嘅两面。
Self-pity and self-righteousness are two sides of the same coin.
如果你自怜，你应该其实同时都系自以为意嘅。
If you have self-pity,You are probably also self-righteous.
你唔单止会埋怨其他人，你会喺心入边埋怨神。
You will not only complain about people, but you will also inevitably complain about God.
仲记唔记得亚当犯罪之后佢点样讲啊
？You remember what Adam said after he sinned?
点样讲啊
？What did he say?
系你俾我嘅嗰个女人害咗我。
It was the woman you gave me that ruined me.
呢句说话系。埋怨人定系埋怨神啊
？He complained about people or about God？
又埋怨人又埋怨神系咪
？Both. He complained about people and God.
而家你留意下马大佢开始点样同耶稣讲嘢
？So now, look at how Martha speaks to Jesus.
主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗
？Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone？
同樣嘅，佢係埋怨緊瑪利亞定係埋怨緊耶穌啊
？Is Martha complaining about Mary or Jesus？
又埋怨瑪利亞，又埋怨耶穌，係咪
？She's complaining both Martha and Mary。
佢認為耶穌係問題嘅所在。
She thinks Jesus is the problem。
弟兄姊妹，你信唔信上帝係絕對掌權
？Brothers and sisters, do you believe in God has absolute power？
信唔信啦
？Do you？
如果你相信
，If you do，
你喺埋怨人嘅时候，你或多或少不可避免嘅，其实你都系喺度埋怨紧神。
When you complain about people, you are inevitably complaining about God to some extent。
因为系神让呢一切允许呢一切发生嘅，系咪
？Because God allows all this to happen。
马大而家就系咁样谂啦。
That's what Martha was thinking。
是耶稣允许玛利亚坐在这里认真听到的。
So Jesus is slowly listening.
是耶稣间接讲给玛利亚听，你不需要去帮手，你在这里听到就可以了。
So actually, Jesus is quietly telling Mary, you don't need to help.
马大明白的。
Martha understood this.
所以他对耶稣说，主啊，我现在所做的是为了你，你不在意吗？
And that's why she said to Jesus, Lord,Everything I do now is for you. Don't you care?
基督徒有时候都系会有类似嘅说法。
Christians sometimes say,
主啊，我参与嘅教会服事都系为咗服事你。
The church ministry I participate is to serve you.
点解你唔叫佢嚟帮手啊
？Why don't you ask them to help me?
点解嗰个人唔嚟帮手啊
？Not that person.
请你叫佢哋嚟帮我啦。
Please ask them to help me.
你知道中文版圣经翻译太有礼貌了。
You know the Chinese Union Version translation is too polite.
英文你见到噶，点样讲啊
？The English translate is better. What do you see?
系个命令嚟噶。
It's a commanding tone.
Tell her to help me.
Tell him to help me.
你嚟到呢度，你开始觉得马大有啲好荒谬嘅发生咗，你有冇留意到啊
？Do you see anything absurd with Martha?
马大从一个侍奉神的人变成了一个反对主的人。
Martha went from serving the Lord to opposing him.
他愤怒地闯进走入来耶稣讲道的现场。
She stormed into Jesus' preaching, disrupting his work.
破坏了主耶稣基督的事工。
Yes, disrupting his work.
然后他的口还是叫耶稣做什么、啊、主啊。
And she's still calling Jesus with her mouth, Lord.
但是她竟然对主发出命令。
Yet issues commands to her Lord.
究竟谁才是主?
So who is the Lord then?
所以耶稣怎样回应这个愤怒的马大呢?
And how did Jesus respond to the angry Martha?
哇,这个回应真的很,很感动。
And this reaction is quite emotional.
马大,马大。你为好多嘅事情思虑烦扰
，Martha, Martha, you are troubled and distressed about many things。
耶稣冇因为马大好愤怒啦，佢就 停止講道啦，啊，瑪利亞，你快啲去幫佢啦，冇咁樣嘅。
Jesus didn't stop preaching because Martha was angry, nor did he immediately tell Mary to help.
佢亦都冇吩咐馬大，你唔好煮飯啦，你都嚟聽到啦。
He didn't tell Martha not to cook.
因為個問題唔係侍奉本身啊。
Not because of serving itself.
而且耶穌俾出嘅唔係一個好苛刻嚴厲嘅批評。
And Jesus' response wasn't harsh criticism.
耶穌而家俾嘅一個充滿愛心嘅輔導。
But Jesus was giving loving guidance.
一個 counseling.
A counseling.
你睇耶穌點樣？耶穌話：馬大，馬大。
Jesus said, Martha, Martha.
喺猶太人嘅語言當中，疊詞表達係一種強烈嘅情感。
In the Jewish language, repetition is used to express strong emotions.
通常係帶著眼淚、帶著嘆息嘅。
And often accompanied by tears and sighs.
而家馬大喺度埋怨緊耶穌。
And although Martha was complaining about Jesus,
耶穌係以愛心去輔導馬大。
Jesus lovingly guided her.
馬大認為問題嘅解決方法係乜嘢啊？
Martha believed the solution was what?
多啲人嚟幫我，係咪？
That more people would come to help her.
耶穌唔係咁樣睇。
And that's not how Jesus looked at it.
耶穌認為佢嘅問題唔係冇人幫佢。
The problem was not that people were not helping her.
而係佢為許多嘅事情思慮煩擾。
But rather she was anxious and troubled about many things.
呢個先係問題所在。
Yes, that is the problem.
弟兄姊妹，我哋好煩擾嘅時候，我哋通常覺得問題係在於人哋唔幫我，但係有冇可能問題喺我哋自己入邊咧？
Oftentimes when we feel anxious and problem, we often think that others are not helping. Did you ever think about it yourself?
馬大有好多嘢要完成。
She had many things to accomplish.
佢好可能係一個完美主義者。
Martha could have been a perfectionist.
所以佢想將每一件事都做到完美嘅。
Wanting to do everything perfectly.
結果佢成個人被拉扯，被撕裂。
Which tore her apart.
佢要掌控嘅嘢太多啦。
She wanted to control too much.
所以佢一直處於一種焦慮嘅狀態，冇辦法喜樂。
Thus she was constantly anxious and unable to find joy.
所以我哋都可以藉著馬大作為一面鏡子嚟反思自己嘅生活。
So we can use this as a mirror that we are also reflecting our own lives.
弟兄姊妹，你認定你需要好多事情。
Brothers and sisters, you may believe you need many things.
係咪真係需要？
But are they truly necessary?
係咪真係要做到完美？
Mary only needed to do one thing.
是不是真的要做到完美?
Does it have to be perfect?
瑪利亞只是需要一件事。
Mary only needed one thing.
所以她的喜樂是很簡單的。
So her joy was simple.
馬大說, 主啊, 你不在意嗎?
Martha said, Lord, don't you care?
她的意思是說, 我這麼忙, 我這麼焦慮, 是因為耶穌是為了你啊。
She meant that all her busyness and anxiety were for Jesus.
但是你想一想啊,
But if you think about it,
如果她真的為主而做,
if she was doing it for the Lord,
你跟我一起來思考,
let us think about this together.
主有沒有權利告訴馬大聽, 她不需要這些東西?
The Lord should have the right to tell Martha what she needed or didn't need.
有沒有啊?有冇好多嘢其實係我哋以為必須嘅，但係耶穌基督從來冇覺得佢係需要嗰樣嘢。
Yes, do we ever think of that? What we don't need, Jesus thought as well.
主應該有權允許瑪利亞坐喺嗰度聽到嘅，係咪
？The Lord should have the right to allow Mary to sit there and listen.
如果馬大真係為耶穌而做
，If Martha was really serving Jesus,
佢係唔應該有任何嘅不滿㗎。
She should not have anything to butt in.
她的憤怒、她的苦讀講明，其實她服侍緊嘅係佢自己。
Her anger and her bitterness show that she was actually serving herself.
她有一樣嘢佢想達到，但係佢達唔到，所以個憤怒。
Yes, on the surface she was actually trying to achieve, but she didn't, so she was angry.
她好似服侍緊耶穌，但係其實佢係想證明一啲嘢。
Yes, she was serving Jesus, but in reality.
佢係想證明一啲嘢，佢係想追求自己嘅榮耀。
She was proving herself and pursuing her own glory.
因為耶穌嚟啊嘛，我梗係要做到點啊，好好睇睇啊嘛。
Yes, Jesus is coming. I need to do everything well, so it looks good.
佢甚至而家係以服侍主作為理由嚟操控主，叫主聽佢講。
She even wanted to use serving the Lord as a pretext to manipulate him.
我哋嘅主耶穌係一個有智慧有愛心嘅主。
Our Lord Jesus is a wise and loving Lord.
如果我哋嘅能力只能夠做三件事，佢係唔會要求我哋做十件事嘅。
If we can only do three things, the Lord won't ask us to do ten.
所以如果你而家喺學業上面、工作上面、家庭上面，或者係教會服事，你覺得有一種 burn out 嘅感覺。
So if you're feeling burnt out in your studies, in your work, and in your household chores,
等我講俾你一個你可能唔係咁中意聽嘅答案。
So I may tell you something, an answer, but you may not like to hear it.
你就嚟 burn out 唔係因為耶穌對你嘅要求太高。
You will soon burn out, not because of the demands of Jesus.
你嘅壓力可能歸根究底係你自己俾你自己。
But that pressure may be from others, and ultimately, it's from yourself.
你為好多事情煩擾。
You're troubled about many things.
每件事都好重要。
Everything seems important.
每件事都要做到完美。
Everything needs to be perfect.
所以你嘅生命被榨乾，你感到非常非常焦慮。
So your life is drained.
所以如果你處於一種壓力好大嘅狀態，
so if you're feeling a lot of stress lately，
耶穌透過呢段經文要講俾你聽一件事。
Jesus wants to tell you something through this passage。
不可少嘅弟兄姊妹，不可少嘅只有一件。
There is only one thing you absolutely need。
乜嘢係唯一唔可以少嘅嗰件事
？And what is that one absolutely essential thing？
马大认为每件服事都是不可少的。
Martha believed that every service is essential.
有没有想过我们是有限，神是无限的？
Did you ever think that we are finite while God is infinite?
我们的服事其实绝对不是不可或缺的。
Our service is absolutely not indispensable.
我同意我们的服事是重要的。
Yes, I agree. Our service is important.
但是你和我从来都冇重要到教会冇咗我唔得呢个地步。
But not to the point of the church can't do without me。
且事情正好相反嘅。
On the contrary，
系我哋时时刻刻需要耶稣对我哋嘅服侍。
We need Jesus' service all the time。
玛利亚知道系我哋需要耶稣服侍我哋。
Mary knows that we need Jesus to serve us.
可能你听我咁样讲，你觉得哦唔系，耶稣系主，梗系我哋服侍佢啦。
No, you may disagree. He says Jesus is Lord. We should be serving.
你知唔知《使徒行传》保罗点样讲啊
？But did you know what Paul said in the book of Acts?
神系唔用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
Scripture says.Does not serve with human hands as if lacking anything, but he himself gives all people life and breath and everything else.
唯一不可少的是耶稣基督对我们的服侍，因为我们需要。
The only absolute essential thing is Jesus' service to us.
因为我们需要。
Because we need it.
所以如果你明白这一点，
If you understand this,
你是会以感恩的心每日领受耶稣给你的恩典。
You will receive Jesus' daily grace with gratitude.
你还有什么焦虑的理由？
What reason do you have for anxiety?
弟兄姊妹，你为什么而喜乐？
Brothers and sisters, what makes you joyful?
是因为你的工作大有果效？
Is it because your work is so effective?
是因为你的表现很出色？
Or the way, your performance?
还是因为你的名字被写在生命册上？
Or is it because your name is written in the book of life?
唯一不可少的是耶稣基督自己。
The only indispensable thing is Jesus Christ.
玛利亚不是在这里增加一些圣经知识、头脑知识，她在这里领受着生命。
Mary wasn't just increasing her intellectual theology, she was receiving life.
因为耶稣的话语是生命的什么？
Because the words of Jesus are the bread of
所以佢喺度敬拜紧耶稣，佢喺度享受紧耶稣嘅同在。
So she was worshiping Jesus. She was enjoying Christ's presence.
小月，你问答第一问点样讲啊？
And what is the catechism? The first.
如果你唔知道，翻去背一背。
If not, you need to go home and take a look at it.
玛利亚就系做紧呢样嘢啊。
That is what Mary is doing.
敬拜紧耶稣。然后享受紧耶稣的同在
praising God and enjoying His presence.
这个是唯一不可少的
And this is not something we should lack.
这里我要有少少澄清啊 I need to clarify something.
I need to clarify.
你不要误以为哦，选择上好的福分，玛利亚更好啦，日日坐喺度听到乜都唔使做
That choosing the best gospel means not losing focus.
即选择上好的福分是不要失去焦点
not losing your focus
你知道你唯一需要的是耶稣
that knowing that your only need is Jesus
不代表你每天睡觉什么都不用做、
does not mean that you can go to sleep and do nothing
在这个基础之上你依然是做事的
but even in this situation you still need to work
但你知不知道你有什么释放出来
but do you know what's the value?
你不会这么容易因为工作而思虑烦扰。
On this basis, you're not easily troubled or worried by work.
因为你的价值、你的盼望不是建立在自己的工作表现。
Because one's value and hope are not based on the performance of one's work.
弟兄姊妹，当你将喜乐建立在耶稣之上，你开始像玛利亚。
Brothers and sisters, when you build your joy in Jesus,You will begin to be like Mary.
你冇咁容易被人哋情緒勒索你、操控你。
You will be less easily manipulated by others' emotions.
你睇下馬大，佢係用憤怒嘅言語，其實佢係想瑪利亞感受到內疚嘅。
Yes, Martha tried to create guilt in Mary's heart with angry words.
馬大係想操控瑪利亞，等佢去幫手嘅。
Thereby manipulating her to help her.
但是一个真正拥有上好福分的人
But a truly blessed person
他是有勇气对其他人的操控 say no.
Has the courage to say no to manipulations.
你不会那么紧张
You won't be so tense.
你可以放下完美主义的心态
You can let go of perfectionism.
同样是邀请朋友来你家吃饭
And you can continue to ask friends to come over for dinner.
你是不需要透过传艺获得其他人的赞美的。
You don't need to be seeking praise through your culinary skills.
有时候简单煮个面都 OK 啊。
Sometimes a simple meal is good.
是不是？有跟大家有更好的沟通的时间其实更美好的。
Yes, a good time for fellowship and conversation is great.
在教会服侍你不会那么在乎其他人的评价。
In church service, you won't be so concerned about others' opinions.
有罪人顶撞你你不会那么容易。苦毒憤怒
or oppositions of sinners but rather able to serve the Lord
你可以喜乐地去服侍主
you will be able to serve the Lord joyfully
所以得到那个上好的福分
so we would be grateful
你有那个上好的福分你不是变得懒你是变得没那么容易 burn out
so you won't be lazy but you also won't be burned out
所以如果耶稣是你唯一不可或缺的
So if Jesus is the only one you cannot live without,
你会像玛利亚将自己同耶稣相处这件事放在首要位置。
You will, like Mary, prioritize your time with Jesus.
你不会被忙碌的生活潮流冲走你，你反过来是会建立一个属灵的 routine.
You won't be swept away by the hustle and bustle of life. You will establish a spiritual routine.
你会下定决心，我每日都要花时间，好似玛利亚咁，有几个字叫做坐在耶稣脚前。
Resolving to spend time each day sitting at Jesus' feet, you'll know what it means to sit at the Lord's feet.
乜嘢叫做坐在主嘅脚前
？What does it mean to sit at the Lord's feet？
喺圣经入边，坐在某人嘅脚前嘅意思就系话臣服于嗰个人嘅权柄之下。
In the Bible, it means to submit to someone's authority.
所以玛利亚是将自己的心思意念交托给主。
So Mary entrusted her mind and heart to the Lord.
这个是一个专心的顺服的一个时间。
This was a time of focus, submissive devotion.
弟兄姊妹，你想唔想似玛利亚？
Brothers and sisters, would you too like to be just like Mary?
我可唔可以俾你一个好简单嘅建议？
I'm going to give you a simple advice.
最好每日朝早起身，第一件事 priority 先系透过读经祈祷，坐在主嘅脚前。
So the first thing you should do every morning when you wake up is to spend time with your Bible, reading, and prayer.
建立一个这样的习惯。
To cultivate this as a practice.
让读经祈祷作为开始，掌管你接下来整一日的行程。
Reading and prayer will guide you throughout the day.
你发觉你的思虑、你的烦扰是会慢慢不见了的。
You will find that your worries and anxieties will slowly disappear.
你知唔知我哋今日嘅问题系我哋有太多藉口唔去灵修
？You know, our problem is we have too many excuses for not having a devotional.
有时候你越系多事烦扰，你就越系唔想灵修，系咪
？Sometimes the more you worry and fret about things, the less you want to have a devotional.
你有个藉口嘅
，you have a excuse.
你会讲话我太点啊？太忙啦
，you might say
冇时间去做多一件事。
You might say, I'm too busy. I don't have time for anything else.
是不是真的啊?
Really?
你不妨看看你的手机的 screen time.
Take a look at your phone's screen time.
你看看你每个礼拜用多少时间在娱乐上面。
And see how much time you spend on mobile entertainment each week.
而且你还未理解这段经文的意思啊。
Also, you still haven't understood this message.
你以为灵修是我做多一件事。
You think devotional means doing another thing.
玛利亚不是在做事，玛利亚是在领受恩典。
Mary wasn't doing just anything. Mary was receiving grace.
不是多一件事，而是接受耶稣，给机会耶稣服侍我们。
Not an extra thing, but to receive and be served by Jesus.
读经祈祷不是为了添加你的思虑烦扰。
Devotional and reading doesn't mean adding another worry and anxiety.
读经祈祷是我们思虑烦扰的解药来的。
Actually, they are an antidote to them.
其实主日崇拜都是的。
Yes, Sunday worship is similar.
你会不会觉得主日崇拜，哇，好忙啊，好像翻工又多一件事啊。
Sunday worship is not going to work.
不是啊，我们来到这里是获得安息啊。
No, we're coming to rest.
是享受祂给我们的灵粮和恩典、啊、
We're receiving His spiritual nourishment.
所以在日常生活当中我们是经常失去了焦点。
So in daily life, we often lose focus.
我们时常感到烦扰。
We get easily annoyed.
我们其实都在找着解药。
We're always looking for a cure.
但是什么是你的解药？
What is the cure?
我们时常认为玩手机、看短视频打游戏是我们的解药。
We often think that using our phones, watching short videos, and playing games are our cures.
然后将读经祈祷归类到更烦的事情。
And we categorize Bible reading and prayer as troublesome.
弟兄姊妹，你将毒药当成解药。
Brothers and sisters, you treat poison as a cure.
你将解药当成毒药。
And a cure as a poison.
所以你一路都被捆绑，一路都系喺度思虑烦扰
，resulting in a life of constant bondage.
其实系非常可惜嘅事情
，which is truly regrettable.
玛利亚专心听到
，Mary listened attentively.
有件好有趣嘅事情
，and something interesting happened.
佢系成为咗福音书入边唯一一个明白耶稣要去耶路撒冷受难嘅人。
She became the only person in the gospel who understood that Jesus was going to the cross.
耶稣受难的前几日
A few days before Jesus' crucifixion,
耶稣再次来到伯大尼
He returned to Bethany.
然后他去到一个叫做西门的人家去作客
And visited a man named Simon.
在那段经文里面玛利亚都来了
And scripture tells us that also Mary,arrived.
然后玛利亚是将一瓶贵重的叫做真拿达香膏来抹耶稣的脚。
And Mary brought with her a jar of expensive perfume made of pure nard.
然后用自己的头发去擦，是吗？
And she used her own hair to wipe.
在门徒当中有几个人是不满玛利亚这样做的。
And some of the disciples were displeased.
记不记得他们怎么说啊？
Do you remember what they said?
为什么要浪费这么贵重的香膏？
Why waste such expensive perfume?
那个香膏可以卖32人，周济穷人几好啊？
This perfume could have been sold for 30 denarii and given to the poor.
记不记得耶稣怎么说啊？
Remember what Jesus said?
瑪利亞是為了我安葬的事情而先將香膏抹在我身上。
It is because Jesus understood what Mary was doing, and only Mary was understood what Jesus was saying.
耶穌說瑪利亞這樣做是為了安葬我。
Because Mary knew that beforehand it was for Jesus' burial.
是她預先將香膏抹在我身上。
And that she would put this expensive perfume on
her. 所以在場有很多人。
So even though there were many people,
只有耶稣明白玛利亚做乜嘢。
Only Jesus understood what Mary was doing.
只有玛利亚明白耶稣讲乜嘢。
And only Mary understood what Jesus was saying.
点解会咁样？
And why is this?
十二门徒其实不断听到耶稣预告自己死亡噶。
The 12 disciples repeatedly heard Jesus foretold his death.
但系佢哋依然唔明白。
But they still did not understand.
點解瑪利亞會明白？
And why did Mary understand?
因為瑪利亞坐在耶穌腳前。
Because she sat at Jesus' feet.
佢以順服嘅態度好認真咁樣聽。
She had a submissive attitude and listened intently.
佢謙卑嘅聆聽。
She listened humbly.
佢允許耶穌嘅説話糾正佢一啲錯誤嘅預設。
Allowing Jesus' words to correct her preconceived notions.
但是十二门徒就不一样了。
The disciples had a different preconceived notion.
他们是对弥赛亚有一个先入为主的假设。
They were like wearing tinted glasses to the Messiah.
所以他们有一副有色的眼镜，然后无论耶稣讲什么，都要透过自己的预设来解读。
So whatever they were wearing these tinted glasses, whatever Jesus said went through this tinted.
所以他们根本听不明耶稣的本意。
So they didn't really understood what Jesus was saying.
其实我们里面都有很多预设的。
And even like us, many times false preconceived notions.
我们要给耶稣的说话来改变我们。
We are to let allow Jesus' word to change us.
而我们怎样可以做到呢？就是好像玛利亚那样，以谦卑顺服的态度坐在耶稣脚前。
And how are we to do this? We need to sit humbly and obediently at Jesus' feet.
是集中精神的侧耳倾听
attentively listening.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是随便五分钟随便读一段经文可以做到的改变。
And this cannot be done casually by reading a passage for only 5 minutes.
门徒竟然错过了耶稣受难和复活的信息。
The disciples missed the message of Jesus' passion and resurrection.
而如果你没有坐在耶稣脚前谦卑的聆听，
If you don't regularly sit humbly at Jesus' feet,
怎知你会错过怎样多么重要的福音信息呢？
Who knows what important gospel truths you might miss?
谁知道你会错过怎样的福气呢？
Who knows what blessings you might miss?
所以耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在哪里传福音，都要讲玛利亚的故事。
So Jesus said, truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world,What this woman did will also be told in remembrance of her.
在忙碌的日常生活当中，
In the midst of our busy daily lives,
一个平凡的女人，好像你和我这么平凡的一个女人，
An ordinary woman like you and myself,
坐在耶稣脚前聆听，
Sitting at Jesus' feet listening,
结果成为了耶稣说我们要效法的榜样，
Becomes an example we can emulate.
弟兄姊妹，如果主耶稣是你的福分。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is our blessing,
你应该每日都好像即圣经说如鹿渴慕溪水这样来享受祂。
We should come to him daily like a deer panting for water.
我们其实是有时候是愚昧的，我们是因为忙碌反而忽略了主自己。
We are foolish, often neglecting the Lord because of our busyness.
所以我只是想你至少记住一件事。
So remember this one thing.
我们每个人每一日都需要主。
Each of us needs the Lord every single day.
这个是唯一不可缺少的上好的福气。
This is the only indispensable and supreme blessing.
你同唔同意啊?
Do you agree?
我哋一齐祈祷。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你俾我哋呢一段经文。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this passage.
求你再次提醒我哋去审视自己日常生活嘅习惯。
Once again, help us to know how our judge our daily life.
我哋因为啲咩事感到焦虑烦扰呢?
So what things worry and gives us anxiety?
我哋烦扰嘅时候用乜嘢方法嚟解决呢?
And when we worry and have anxiety, what is our cure?
主啊，我哋都要向你去承认，好多时候我哋系用错误嘅方法嚟解决。
Lord, we come to you and admit that we often have the wrong way to relieve that.
求你今次来提醒我们开始学习用同你亲近，用你的话语，用祈祷来解决我们的焦虑。
Help us once again and remind us to come humbly to you as we read and devote ourselves to your gospel.
主要我们都是很多都是基督徒。
There are many Christians here.
我们知道我们 是已经得到你的接纳，已经是恩信称义。
We know that we have been saved and adopted into your family.
我们知道，但是我们很多时候是忘记了这个真理。
But often we forget this reality.
我们以为还是要靠自己的行为，还是要靠自己的表现。
We often think it is our work and performance that matters.
所以我们很多事都要做到完美。
And often we try to do things perfectly.
要得到人的赞美。
That we are to get accolades from others.
要得到自己的荣耀。
And that we are to seek glory ourselves.
要得到你的赏赐。
And that we are pleasing to you.
但是主，你早就已经爱我们。
But Lord, you first love us.
你早就已经接纳我们。
That you first accepted us.
让我们因为这个重要的福气已经得到了，所以我们可以有喜乐。
That because we already have been blessed by you, we have this joy.
帮助我们以更加正确的心态来服侍你。
Help us to have the correct hearts as we come to serve you.
无论是在教会，还是在家庭，还是在工作上面。
Whether in church, in the family, or at work.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.